Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance, talking markets with us in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting in Kansas City, had the chance to catch up with Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance as we talked about these cattle markets in recent weeks, which have been really good.
It's been an incredible rally. And they, you know, we started off the summer or mid their late summer with the fire, and it was so demoralized there for 2 to 4 weeks. But demand in the market, both domestic and even in the export market, has continued to be phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, when we think about that, you know, the aftermath of the fire, because we kind of almost have been dating this year as pre-fire, after-fire with the Tyson situation and up in Holcomb. I think we've talked before a little about there's a little bit of an overreaction as the market tried to figure out what was really going on.
Oh, I think I would agreed with that at the time, and then with after, you know, with hindsight, couldn't agree with it more. The work we did at the time, Ron, is we thought the 6% decline in Fed slaughter capacity, that the decline in Fed cattle prices was really within line of the elasticity expectations. If we had a surprise in that thing, it was right in front of those Labor Day purchases. Retailers were short bought. In our view, cutout values actually ran higher than they should have run, where price was pretty well in line. The post-fire activity, I think the activity of the packers with Tyson shifting cattle to other locations, the other packers kicking up the slaughter rate, especially Saturdays, everybody pitched in and did a really good job of keeping that market afloat. So, while that's all been going on, but the other real driver in the surprise in the market is there's so much product of Australian, New Zealand product going to China, Southeast Asia, that is being offset of coming to the United States. So as a result, that has forced or enabled, how you look at it, but it's caused the U.S. paddy manufacturers to be buying whole muscle cuts from the chuck and the round to offset that supply, and that has been the huge driver in cutout value. So, you know, we're still looking at something between 55 and 60% of total domestic beef consumption, some form of ground product. So, yes, it's not our price leader, but it is a critically important component on total volume.
You know, one thing I did hear recently is the fact that Tyson actually maybe even contributed to that wholesale box beef trade move upward right after the fire, because they were trying to maybe secure some of their supplies.
Oh, I believe that's true. And then just the disruption it caused with having product geographically out of position, so it happened to haul product back, and they continued to fab product and Holcomb while the kill floor was down. So, yeah, there was a lot of additional product transfers going on.
All that said, let's get past the Tyson situation and talk about what you're seeing in 2020 at this point for the market on numbers, beef cow numbers. You and I have talked before about, you know, how you've kind of been changing your expectations a little bit here in 2019 for what we'll see for the January 1 report. Yeah. What do you see right now?
clearly, if you look at the percentage of heifers that we have in the on-feed mix, or if you look at the percentage of heifers that we have in the fed slaughter mix, we have stopped the expansion. Okay. I still look at, while cow slaughter has been aggressive, I've never seen ratios on cow slaughter that makes me think that we're really liquidating cows. But we have stopped that expansion from females entering that that production phase. So I think our numbers of cattle for 2020 will still be very, very flat. But once we get to 2021 and beyond, will we see total cow numbers declining just because we're not putting fresh supplies into the system? Absolutely believe that's true.
So are we kind of, have we peaked already then on the beef cow numbers for this go-round?
I think if I've had a change in attitude since you and I have last talked, I think that, yeah, we probably have. Where before I was convinced we'd still see some increase in numbers, where I would be today as far as a net up or down change in that beef cow number, I think we can flip a coin. It's going to be that close.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.